just want to remind everybody. Hi, this is Martin Snyder. Just want to remind everybody that this Saturday, I'm going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada, Saturday, December 15th. Not sure what time. I think it's early, like maybe noon or something. Might be earlier than that. I'm not sure. Call Joe Newman. He lives in Las Vegas. He's hosting this meeting. His number is 702-546-9786. Don't be shy. I'd like to see you there. Take a break from the gambling. Take a break from the prostitutes and come on over and learn about the grace of God. You're going to revel in your freedom in Christ. I think I'm going to talk a little bit about the Apostle Paul, and I'm going to be there Sunday too. And so this is a loose deal. You know, we're going to have a kind of a major meeting on Saturday. There might be 10, 20 people there, who knows? And then it's going to go on. The fest will continue on Sunday. I'm going to be there through Thursday. Then I'm going to fly to Sacramento. I'll give you the information of that later. So I hope to see you in Las Vegas. If you're anywhere in the vicinity, you know, like Louisiana, Indiana, Maine, Connecticut, come on over. It's going to be great. Okay, 2 Timothy, we're going to explain a phenomenon. 2 Timothy really explains a phenomenon. What phenomenon am I talking about? The phenomenon that happened, that's a hard word to say over and over again, a phenomenon that happened between Acts 19:10 and 2 Timothy 1:15. This is amazing. In Acts 19:10, Paul says, "All they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus." Well, that's because he spent considerable time there teaching them. But then look what he says in 2 Timothy 1:15. "All they that are in Asia have turned away from me." Wow. How the heck does that happen? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm using Clyde Pilkington's book here, The Church in Ruins, as a template, as an outline. And I encourage you to get this book. You can follow along with me. I'm going to be taking this page by page. You can get it at studyshelf.com. Yeah, no, Paul spent a 2-year teaching ministry in Asia. 2 years. This shows you how easy it is to fall away. I mean, the Apostle Paul led this Bible study. You think, oh my gosh, if Paul was teaching, man, I'd never forget it. Well, yes, you would, because the alternative to grace, which is law, which is ritual, religion, it's so seductive. You cannot believe how seductive it is. Many, many people I know have been seduced into religion. It feels so good to belong. And a lot of people are willing to overlook the doctrine, overlook the teaching, overlook the blasphemy in order to get along and to belong to a body. Well, you already belong to a body, the body of Christ. I know the only problem. I know. The only problem with it is the members of the body of Christ are spread out all over the country. I understand that. So it's difficult. God makes it difficult. Nothing worthwhile is ever easy. Now, what we're going to do now, I'm going to go to Acts chapter 20. And I'm going to show you the nuts and bolts of how this happened. Now, Paul is getting ready to leave Asia for the last time. And this is a very emotional departure here. And Acts 20, I'm in Acts 20, verse 17. "Now from Miletus, sending to Ephesus, Paul calls for the elders of the ecclesia. Now as they came along to him, he said to them, 'You are versed in the facts from the first day on which I stepped into the province of Asia.'" Oh, first I got to tell you this about Asia. You know, when we hear Asia today, you think of, you know, Japan, China. Well, that's not how it was in Paul's day. Actually, Asia was a Roman province back in that day, and it covered the western portion of what we know as the Asia Minor Peninsula. And Ephesus was its capital, huge metropolis, and Paul loved this area. It had nothing to do with the weather. Yes, there were palm trees. Yes, there was blue ocean water lapping at the shore. But, you know, we're not on this planet to enjoy the weather, and neither was Paul. He would have been at the North Pole if that's where the action was. So, I mean, listen, all these places have reference in the book of Acts. You got Mysia, Troas, Ephesus, Assos, Mytilene, Chios, Samos, Triglium, Miletus, Cus, Rhodes. All these places are mentioned, and these are all in the province of Asia, on the Asia Minor Peninsula. So that gives you a little bit of a geography lesson as to where we're talking about. So Paul says, "From the first day on which I stepped into the province of Asia, I came to be with you all the time, slaving for the Lord with all humility and tears." You know, the thing about Paul is he loved these people. He didn't just teach them stuff. he wanted them to get it badly because he cared for their souls. And he says, I came to you in all humility and tears. Now, these are the same people who 6 years later, approximately, several years later, forsook him. And we're going to see how it happened right here in this context. So he calls the elders and he says, you're versed in the fact from the first day on which I stepped into the province of Asia, how I came to be with you all the time, slaving for the Lord with all humility and tears, and the trials which befell me by the plots of the Jews, the religious group, the religious freakazoids, the Jews. They were the ones who always withstood Paul, not the Romans. It was the Jews. How under no circumstances did I shrink from informing you of anything which was expedient and teaching you in public at your homes, certifying to both Jews. I love that, at your homes. Paul met at the homes. The church in Ephesus. Oh, we picture some great cathedral. No, it was a few people meeting at somebody's house. Paul went wherever. That's why I feel so excited about going to Joe Newman's house. Martin's only going to a house. Yeah, well, that's where the action is. That's where it's happening. We're under the radar, people. I hope you know this. We are flying underneath the radar of Orthodox religion, of the world. Nobody knows about us. Nobody cares about us. And there was Paul in Ephesus and Miletus in homes. And nobody knows that within those doors where that little candlelight is glowing and where the saints are pouring wine and washing the feet of the saints and where people are arranging the furniture, the kitchen table, there the Apostle Paul is. Not at the vast, great, decorated synagogue, but at the home of whoever. Somebody you never heard of, but you're going to hear about him at the dais of Christ. These are the heroes of faith. And today, you are the heroes of faith. Love that. Met in the homes, in public and at the homes, certifying to both Jews and to Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm in verse 22 now of Acts chapter 20. And now, lo, I, bound in spirit, am going to Jerusalem, not being aware what I will meet with in it, more than that the Holy Spirit, city by city, certifies to me, saying that bonds and afflictions are remaining for me. It didn't bother him. Well, it bothered him, but in the spirit, it was all worth it. He considered it such a trifle to be persecuted for the sake of Christ, to be analyzed and criticized by people sitting on the sidelines eating popcorn. This man was in the trench. This man lived it. And it didn't matter where he was. It didn't matter if he was at the Acropolis, if he was at Mars Hill, or if he was at Julia's house in Rome. Didn't matter where he was, or in prison for that matter. To live was Christ for this man. And so bonds and affliction are remaining for me, but of nothing have I a word, nor yet am I making my soul precious to myself till I should be perfecting my career. Yeah, this was his full-time job. My career and the dispensation which I got from the Lord Jesus to certify the evangel of the grace of God, to certify it. Paul was a living letter. He didn't just hand you a letter. His tears were on the letter. His sweat was on the letter. And he lived it and he certified it. The dispensation which he got from the Lord, the evangel of the grace of God. And now, lo, I am aware that you all, among whom I passed through heralding the kingdom, shall be seeing my face no longer. This was a very sad occasion. Wherefore, I am attesting to you in this very day that I am clear from the blood of all, for under no circumstances did I shrink from informing you of the entire counsel of God. Paul told them everything he knew. He spilled himself. He poured himself out. He compared himself in 2 Timothy late in the book to a drink offering being poured out for their sakes. And now this is what happens. This is what happened between all in Asia received the word of the Lord and all in Asia forsook me. Paul is prophesying here. Listen to this, verse 28, Acts 20. Take heed to yourselves and to the entire flocklet. See, this is a small group of people, a flocklet. We don't have flocks. Okay, Benny Hinn has flocks. Joel Osteen has flocks. I'm going to Las Vegas to visit a flocklet. Ah, Zender, too bad there's only going to be 15 people there. Well, it's a flocklet. That's okay, because that's where the action is. These are the future rulers of the universe. I'm good with it. I hope you are. Take heed to yourselves and to the entire flocklet, among which the Holy Spirit appointed you supervisors to be shepherding the ecclesia of God. The ecclesia of God is what is meeting in these homes. The ecclesia of God, the outcalled of God. God called these people out, and he didn't put them in the crystal cathedral. He put them in homes, which he procures through the blood of his own. Now, I am aware that after I am out of reach, and that's the key, after I am out of reach, Paul bled for these people. And he continually checked up on them, sent Timothy out. Go and check on those people. Make sure they believe what we told them. And he says to Titus, go back, check on the Ephesians or the Corinthians, whoever. Just make sure they got everything straight. You know, no, I don't care how long it takes. That's fine. Just go and report back to me. Write me a letter. Let me know that they understood what we told them. Epaphroditus, look. You taught the Thessalonians. All right, go back to Thessalonica and make sure they have it. He's very, very careful that people heard the truth. But he's aware that once he's out of reach, that burdensome wolves will be entering among you, not sparing the flocklet. And from among yourselves will arise men speaking perverse things to pull away disciples after themselves. Speaking perverse things. What are these perverse things? Oh, no, I'm out of time. You know what? We have to redefine what a pervert is. And I'm going to redefine for you tomorrow, the last day of the week here, Friday. I'm going to redefine for you what a pervert is. And I'm going to jump off on the next show in Acts chapter 20, verse 30. I want you also to beware of ravenous wolves. We're going to define them, but they're among you. Some of them might even be living in your home, in which case you have to be nice to them. Others of them are in the church where you're going to. Why are you going to that church? I don't know, but I want answers. This has been Martin Zender. Hope you join me tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in.